I think this is like waking people up to realize we need to stop like black on black crime, crime in general, because I mean, yeah, this is important, but what about other stuff that happens in our community every day? So I think this is kind of waking people up to realize that we need to do something about it.
Right, and I think this is the case that's been publicized. You know, we don't control what gets publicized, somebody else does. So if everything got publicized, then we would see a lot more stuff happening. But I don't think this case is really different from any other case. I just think because it's publicized, that's why it's getting so much attention.
I think that if people wanted their voice to be heard more about like their child being dead because of gang violence, the parents should have pushed it. Trayvon Martin's parents pushed this case, and they wanted it to go so publicized. So, and for people to say, "Oh, we don't focus on crime in our own city," I don't think that's true. I think we focus on it, but no one's really gonna say anything about it. Like, they don't push it to like get more publicized. So
you don't hear about. I mean, in Syracuse, I haven't heard about a crime like this happening here. And like, the stand your ground law, like, that, too, that needs to be publicized and heard about so people can change it. I think this is why this case is more, like, advertised than other ones.
And I also think, like, what she's saying, just people need to be aware of, like, what their rights are.